Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on coloring an old school DNB ride groove with chopped vinyl character. In this session, we're going after that classic late 90s jungle and drum and bass feeling. Not a shiny, perfectly edited ride pattern, but something with swing, grit, and a little bit of sampler attitude. The goal is to build a top layer groove that feels alive under breakbeats, sub, and especially vocals. So even though this lesson lives in the vocals area, the real skill here is making a rhythmic ride part that supports the vocal without sounding stiff or overproduced. Let's set the scene. We're working around 172 BPM, which is a sweet spot for that rolling DNB energy. If your project already has a break, kick, snare, and bass soundation, great. If not, at least get the tempo locked first so the ride groove is built in the right context from the start. Old-school DNB rides are not supposed to float around by themselves. They need to feel like they belong inside a drum ecosystem. Start with a simple MIDI clip and program a basic ride pattern. A really solid starting point is to place ride hits on the offbeats, the end of each beat. So instead of crowding every subdivision right away, keep it clean and make it breathe. At this tempo, too many ride hits can turn harsh fast, especially if the rest of the drums are already busy. Think forward motion first, density second. Now, this is where the groove starts to get personality. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing feel, something like an MPC-style 16th groove. You do not want to overcook it. We're not trying to make the rhythm fall apart. We just want that tiny push and pull that makes it feel sampled or played instead of pasted to the grid. If you prefer manual control, you can also nudge a few notes a hair late, leave others more on the grid, and create a repeating feel rather than total randomness. That's the key. Intentional imperfection. Next, let's give the ride some chopped vinyl character using Sampler. Load your ride sample into Sampler and decide how you want it to behave. One shot is great if you want each hit to play fully. Classic mode can give you more of that old sampler vibe. And if you have a looped ride or a vinyl style source, slice mode is perfect for chopping it into rhythmic fragments. You can slice by transients or by note divisions, then trigger those slices from MIDI to create a ride pattern that feels like it was cut from a record instead of programmed from scratch. A really effective detail here is to slightly vary the start point or transpose values. Even a tiny shift in the sample start can change the attack enough to feel like a different take. That kind of micro-variation is a big part of the old-school sound. It's not about massive changes. It's about little differences that keep the loop from feeling copy-pasted. Now we dirty it up a bit, but with intention. A good stock device chain here is a Q8, saturator, redux, and auto filter, with optional drum bus or roar if you want more edge. Use a Q8 first to high pass the ride somewhere around 300 to 500 HC so it stays out of the low end and leaves space for the kick and bass. If there's harshness around the upper mids or top end, gently carve it back instead of boosting more brightness. In DNB, the top can get painful quickly, so clean decisions matter. Then add saturator with just a little drive, enough to thicken the ride and make it feel sampled. Soft clip can help it stay controlled. After that, redux is great for a subtle bit of sampler style crunch. Don't destroy the sound unless you really want it to be lo-fi. The idea is age and texture, not just wrecking the cymbal. If you want movement, auto filter is a great final touch. A gentle low pass or band pass motion can make the ride breathe with the arrangement, especially into transitions. You can automate this across sections so the groove feels like it's evolving, rather than sitting in one static spot. Now let's focus on variation, because a real chopped vinyl groove should not be identical every bar. Try making bar 1 your stable version, then remove one hit before the snare in bar 2. In bar 3, add a quick pickup or double accent. In bar 4, tweak the velocity pattern or slightly shift one of the notes. You do not need a full fill. Small changes are often enough to make the listener feel momentum. Velocity is your friend here. A repeating contour like strong, medium, medium soft, strong can create a wave-like motion that feels musical. If you want more old sampler character, try layering 2 ride tracks. Keep one cleaner and lower in the mix, and make the other dirtier, a little more chopped, and slightly delayed or detuned. Blend them carefully so it feels like one groove with depth, not two competing cymbals. A subtle stereo trick can help too. If the ride feels too narrow, use a little chorus ensemble or a slightly offset duplicate with tiny pitch differences. But keep it tasteful. The attack still needs to stay clear, especially because this is sitting under vocals. We want width without phase weirdness or a smeared top end. Since this lesson is in the vocals area, the biggest production mindset shift is this: the ride must support the lyric. That means when the vocal is the focal point, reduce ride density a little, or soften the brightness by a touch. Harsh ride transients can mask consonants like S, T, and CH, which is exactly where vocal clarity lies. So if the vocal starts losing definition, back off the ride attack, lower the high shelf, or trim the volume by a decibel or two. That tiny move can make a huge difference. A great arrangement trick is call and response. Let the vocal phrase land, then have the ride answer with a little chop or accent, then settle back into the groove. That gives the track a conversational feel. It keeps the top end musical instead of constant. And if you really want authenticity, bounce and resample your own groove. Solo the ride, record it to audio, and drag it back into a new track. Once it's audio, you can slice it again, reverse tiny fragments, trim gaps, and print your decisions. That resampling workflow is a huge part of jungle and early DnB culture. It also helps you commit instead of endlessly tweaking tiny details. Mix-wise, keep checking the ride in context. If it sounds too bright and thin, add a little saturation rather than just turning it up. If it sounds dirty but lacks definition, use EQ to bring back the attack. The goal is a ride that feels like it was sampled from hardware, not a pristine MIDI symbol floating on top of the mix. One more advanced idea: treat the ride like a phrase, not just a loop. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar chunks. Maybe bar 1 is stable, bar 2 loses a hit before the snare, bar 3 gives a quick pickup, and bar 4 lands with a stronger accent. That kind of structure makes the groove speak to the listener, especially under a vocal hook. As a final practice move, build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM, apply swing, chop the sample in simpler, add the EQ, saturation, and bit reduction chain, then duplicate the clip and vary bars 2 and 4. Drop a vocal phrase over it and listen for clarity. If the vocal is getting crowded, simplify the ride. If the groove feels too modern, rough up the sample a little and remove some polish. Often, less cleanup and more character is the better old-school move. So the big takeaway is this: make the ride feel printed, chopped, and performed, not cleanly manufactured. Use swing, tiny timing offsets, sample variation, and tasteful degradation to give it that old-school DnB energy. Then always check it against the vocal, because in this style, the groove has to drive the track without stealing the spotlight. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter studio-style voiceover, or expand it into a full lesson with section-by-section cue points for recording.